You're listening to The Cat Business Show, and I'm Kat. In this show, I chat with John Miller, graphic supervisor at StructureFlex, one of Europe's leading suppliers of flexible, heavy-duty fabric products. StructureFlex has printed, manufactured and supplied a portfolio of products for over 45 years and has been nominated for numerous printing industry awards and won a Queen's Award for International Enterprise in 2014. Hello, John. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
It's lovely to meet you too. And here I am in StructureFlex in Cromer, North Norfolk. It's not very sunny, I've noticed today, but never mind. Do you want to just tell me a little bit about StructureFlex?
Well, StructureFlex provides for the customer. The solutions that we produce are generally lorry curtains, regular wraps. If the customer has a problem, we'll try and find a solution. We can produce to the customer's demands, whether it be a full window sticker, whether it be a full car wrap, a lorry curtain, a building frontage for protection for scaffolding purposes, mesh nets, banners, birthday banners, canvases, right the way through. Anything you can think of, even orbs and spheres for rolling down hills.
Wow.
We can produce that.
So it's a right spectrum of stuff then, isn't it? So yes. On one hand, you've got the wide format, massive lorry curtains.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, you've got intricate work like those spheres you've just mentioned. And then, of course, you've mentioned there about signage and stuff as well.
Yes. Yeah. And there's two sides to the company, actually three. You've got the transport side, which is mainly the lorry curtains, vehicle plane curtains, printed curtains and things like that, and covers. Then you've got like the packaging section, which produces water tanks, wine containers, all the way through to the zorbs and the spheres, to liners, to weight containers and test solutions for the industry. And then you've got the cover section, which provide covers for shed roofs, trailers and things like that. So basically we're quite a bespoke market in the local community.
Wow, so really anything that can be printed, in theory, you could potentially look at that and
yes.
find a solution for
yeah.
it. Wow, so that's quite incredible. Let's just think about printing processes then. I'm assuming now that most of the printing you do is digital. Am
yes.
I right in that?
Yeah, about 90% of our work is now digital.
Okay.
There's certain things we can't do in digital, like silver and gold. They still haven't got this process done yet on a print to get that correct. So we do that sort of thing bespoke by hand, like we used to.
So what are the advantages now of digital printing? I mean, how does that process work? You get a digital file that is provided from a designer, for example, and then that is interpreted in a print format. Is that the way that it works?
Yeah, I mean, the process starts with, first off, the customer will let us know what they've got, and they've got an idea they'd like to produce an image or text to advertise their company. The idea between, for our print purposes, is to provide the customer the biggest advertising board they can. And that be a 14 metre curtain driving down the road, gets seen by thousands of people every day. So the idea being that if they concentrate on their look and their creation, the better it is, the more image ready it is for the customer. Everyone see eye-catching work by AA, RAC, automatically register exactly what they are when you see them, same as sky vans. So what the industry is trying to do and lead a path to is provide an industry standard. Their image and the artwork is their business name.
Yes.
So the big companies, you know, there's big companies out there like Eddie Stobart, C-Butt, they're big companies that fill digiprint curtains now, and you automatically register who they are and what they do. So now the companies that are smaller, 5-10 pairs, and big companies, that they now have the artwork to them. So we can produce either the original artwork, we have the facilities to take the photographs to provide for the curtains,
right
the way through to your image coming through to us, as long as the resolution is good enough. We can provide that on a curtain and then provide the text on top to get your business name out.
Wow. So, I mean, really, it's all about that branding, as you say,
it's
now,
branding,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a visual billboard for you, isn't it? I can see that. That's really great. I'm just thinking there in terms of the print process. So what would I be expected to provide you with as a business? I mean, you said that you could probably help with certain elements of the design if I hadn't got it. But what would you need from me?
Well, as a new customer, if you come to me today as a new customer and you've got a 10-metre lorry curtain and you say to me, I've got an idea of what I'd like. There's places we can go to. There's resolution centres and image centres we can go to, which we use, and we have accounts with where we can buy artwork that's print ready.
Right.
Either TIFF, JPEG or files like that. Or you might have images in your mind, or you've taken photographs yourself and you'd like something produced, and we can manipulate this to produce your artwork. And the text wise is limitless. You can provide us what you'd like and we can produce that how you'd like, whether that be on your car, your lorry. Artwork, normally the resolution is about 300 dpi. We can get a good 14 meter lorry print. Some of the artwork is amazing.
Right.
It really is. But it depends on your file. So this is worth the investment is. It's worth having a decent photograph at the start if you want to do a photographic image.
Yes.
There's vector format. You can go as big or as small as you like. It will never change resolution. But a photograph is always reliant on the size of the image at the start.
Right. So the rule of thumb then is, from a design point of view, when you're producing a vector file, you don't really have to concern yourself with file size too much. But with imagery, which is always going to be important, isn't it, in an advertising capacity, then you really need to have something that is a really good quality to start with. Because the higher you blow it up, the higher you enlarge it, the less quality there's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good principle to go with then, isn't it? In terms of the colours that I would use in there, you mentioned that actually from a digital perspective, any colour was okay, but certain processes like gold or silver may be hand-finished. How does that work?
Well, a digiprinter comes with CMYK.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you have the four standard colours plus the blacks and the whites. You cannot produce. You can get a gold simulated and a silver which would turn out grey. But if you really want the high gloss finish of a gloss or pure gold, or gloss silver or pure gold, you'd have to go the original paint format, which we use a polyvinyl ink, which is flexible, it adheres to the fabric really well. But at the moment, we can't produce that in a print.
Right, so so let's take the example then of I'm having a bit of a sign. Let's take a sign I'm doing. So it doesn't have to necessarily be a big lorry curtain. It could just be a banner for my business in an advertising capacity. I've produced my file. I've got my nice high resolution picture in a JPEG format or a TIFF file, as you said. I've given it over to you and you can produce that. But I want a special colour like a silver or gold.
Yep.
Do you lay those on after the sign has been printed?
If you've got a photograph you'd like as a banner, say a birthday banner for a family member, and you'd like gold on top, what we'd do is print it and then put the gold on top.
Right.
You can't do it the other way around.
Okay.
Okay, so normally you only use silver and gold on a bespoke curtain.
Right.
We don't get calls much. You might be an instance where someone wants gold text on a banner, but 9 times out of 10 it is a plain curtain with the silver or gold. The instances you get where the images come through, what we would do to produce your artwork for you is you'd provide the image.
Mm-hmm.
We'd then place it on one of our templates, draw up the artwork with all the sizes and dimensions. So basically, you get a visual of what you'd like to see. And you might say, oh, I'd like to tweak that, maybe make that text smaller. We then proof to you with the new amendments you've made. If you say you're happy and sign the paper, we then produce that. And within a week, you'll have your item.
So that's a nice quick process then, isn't it? I suppose that's the beauty of digital, isn't it? Because you get your file and then I'm taking that it then goes into somehow. It tells the printer what to actually do. How does that process work?
Well, the process has changed quite a lot over the last few years. In a way, it's a lot simpler now because we have dedicated RIP servers for the big printers. I mean, now we run to large printers that can print 5 metres wide, and we have two smaller printers which print 1.6 and 1.3 metre wide.
Mm.
And we also have a flat board printer that we can print direct to substrate, which can give nice fast turnaround, cost effective to the customer, and they can provide visual photo ready artwork direct to the customer. With regards to print and RIP software, your design will be then set up after you've approved your artwork. You take away the existing backgrounds and leave the original artwork intact.
Mm-hmm.
Size it accordingly to make sure the sizes are correct. Go into the RipStation software, import your file, and then export that to the printer.
Right.
In a format that's readable by the printer. And then the guys on the shop floor, they work really hard. They get the fabric on the back of the machine. And within 24 hours, they're ready for cutting.
Excellent. And does the ink have to cure overnight, or does it have to take some time to set?
The inks we do, there's different processes for different machines. Mm. Now, because we're 3M registered and warranted, with regards to a small print on a sticker, say, we have to allow at least 24 hours, ideally 48 hours, but we do have a drying rack to speed the process along, before lamination. Now, any digiprint must always be laminated before it goes to the customer to provide longevity and also a hard-wearing nature and a nice deep gloss and the image is really beaming from the background. Mm. That would then be another 24 hours after that for the lamination process and then the curing time to let the gases exchange from the original print. So if you come with me to say you wanted a 2 meter by 1 meter print on a Monday, ideally we'd look to get it to you by Thursday.
Well, so that's still quite a quick turnaround then, isn't it, really?
There's a fast turnaround on small print.
On small print.
Mm-hmm. On the large print, the print will go through. Sometimes we don't bother lacquering just the text images. Mm-hmm. But if your images are nice, detailed artwork of full photographic quality, we print that on a different substrate, which is print ready. It takes the print and a lacquer process. Now that would go through the machine, and then 24 hours to 48 hours after that, it would then go through the lacquer machine, which is a liquid lacquer, which goes on top, which provides hard-wearing nature. It provides easier cleaning process on the road. So truck film normally sticks to curtains and make them look grubby after a few weeks. This allows them to be washed cleanly, and the image still has that nice luster of deep colour. That will then have another 24 hours curing time to let the lacquer really harden, and then that'll go for cutting. And again, 2 days later, your curtain will be coming out of the door.
Wow, that's incredible. So really, I've obviously got to give you some lead time, but to make it easier for you would be quite useful, wouldn't it? But
we try and get the customer, because at the end of the day, we are customer-led. Mm-hmm. And we try and meet the customer's demands. And if that means we have to do extra or work weekends to make sure the customer gets what they need, we will do that.
Brilliant. So I've now got my beautiful curtain or my wonderful signage, and we've got it all lacquered, we've got it laminated, it's all nice, protected against the elements. How long would I expect in terms of the life of that to last?
It's very hard to say that, because it depends how you, the customer, look after your product. Mm-hmm. You know, like anything, you can't really guarantee anything as soon as it leaves the workshop.
Yes, of course.
You know, you expect a life, mm-hmm. but if you're going to go and stick your vehicle through trees
yes.
and day-to-day debris, lots of wear and tear, and jet wash it all the while, which is a big killer for digiprint.
Right.
A general wash process is perfect, but people jet wash lorries and things, it can lessen the life of a print. But ideally, I mean, you want to see a good couple of 3 years. And in some circumstances, we've seen curtains go out. They've been on the road 5 years. If they're looked after, they will reward you with longevity.
Excellent. So that's not a bad investment then, is it, really?
That's a good investment.
Last a few years.
That's... So if you can see, think how many people you can see on the road in that day-to-day basis, driving along the motorway, how many people will see you? And if your image is the one that will catch their attention, that's being caught. Catching that attention from all them people all across the country.
Wow.
So that's a huge advertising campaign.
It is, isn't it? And I'm just thinking there, you know, you've got your large lorry curtains that you've mentioned there. But say I had a little box van.
Yep.
That, I'm assuming, is going to be a different kind of process to actually put my imagery or my branding on there, isn't it? Because I've now got a rigid format rather than
yes.
something that will go through your printers. Yeah. I'm assuming that you've got something there that would help.
Yeah, we have two small format printers. Which we normally print our material for vehicle wrap, say. If you want your image completely covering your car, A, it protects the paintwork, it provides longevity to your original colour. And when you remove the sticker in, say, 3, 4, 5 years for a new vehicle, you peel it away and your paintwork is the same condition that it was when you first started.
Oh, wow.
So the resale value is highly increased. The people like to see the fact that, obviously, you buy a white car. Not everyone wants to buy a white van or car, but it's the cheapest way of buying one.
Mm-hmm.
So if then you can buy the cheapest van you can do, but put your artwork and image on to your idea across, you know you've saved money, you're providing longevity to your paint, higher resale value, and it's a lot easier to sell a plain vehicle than one that's been sprayed bright colour to get your knees across.
Of course. Yes, that's very good. So this is a temporary.
It's a temporary colour.
Colour,
yeah.
But it's also going to be durable enough to last for the duration that I've got the vehicle,
yeah.
a few years, for example. Yeah. Again, depending on how I get it.
Small stone chips, mm-hmm. you know, a big rock hitting it, it's still going to dent.
Yeah.
But a small stone chip will bounce off the vinyl, all the general oil and stuff on the road, like tar, they can generally degrade a paintwork. This protects it.
Yes, I hadn't really considered that, to be honest. You know, obviously it looks great. I mean, well, there's me with my marketing head on thinking, it's got my messaging out there and my branding's out there. But actually, from a practical point of view, it does protect your car and therefore your investment, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. What's going through my head, though, is, you know, whether I've got a van. I can imagine the size of the van quite easy. But you've mentioned cars there that I could wrap my car.
Yep.
Now, that sounds quite a difficult process because you've got the curvature of the vehicle, haven't you? How do you make sure that the design actually matches up and, you know, goes through those curves and the, you know, to give the best finish?
We have dedicated software for this. So when you do your 3D design or your artwork, you draw your vehicle, we have a template guide. There's an industry-leading standard template. We'll have that on our computer and we'll allow the print to go over and around, and we'll judge and allow the wrap around the rear and the sides. So basically, when you get your vehicle done, you get pretty much simulated what you see on your screen. You know, so the artwork can completely cover your roof, your sides. We can even cover windows at the back with a mesh film, which allows you to see out. Very hard to see in, which is obviously an industry standard, which needs to be for safety.
Of course.
But these things are all there to get your product seen.
That's incredible. So really, you can almost cover the entire vehicle, including the back window, which is also very good, presumably for a small business who may have things that are carried in the vehicle and they don't want people to see in.
Exactly.
So you've got various different aspects of benefits of doing that.
Yeah. There's not many cabs you see in big cities now that aren't at least wrapped with images and advertising.
Yes.
Which is good for the customer, because if you bring a van to us and you say, this firm wants to advertise in our vehicle, they will pay you to advertise in your vehicle. You're protecting your investment, you're happy, and your customer's happy. So you're in a win-win situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking there in terms of difficult things to cover. You've obviously mentioned there the 3D imaging, which is a great way of actually transferring that information, isn't it, into that visual. If I had a sign, for example, for my building, and I needed, I'm thinking here of specific design that included letters or a, you know, an image that needed cutting out. Is that possible to do that? Would that be one print process, or do you have something that would actually cut out and stick on?
There's CNC routers out there, which we don't actually have at the moment. We may be looking in the future to get in a CNC router. But at the moment, we've got facilities to get them in place. And we can take your text, we can produce an image on your text and have it fitted on your wall, pre-cut, on standoffs or direct to the wall. We can even, this is a great thing, we can even use a wall wrap.
Ooh.
So if you have a wall you want to protect from moisture, damp, but want to advertise, but don't want to see, this is the thing, some walls you cannot damage. You can't always drill in walls. It provides holes and leak, in, you know, you can get damp and moisture go in. You can do a wall wrap and cover your wall, including the brickwork and the mortar, or straight render, and you can cover your image, and that can be on there for 6 months, 12 months, and afterwards you just peel it away, and your wall is still as it was.
That's incredible. And that could be either internal. What about external?
Can you do internal and external?
Wow, that's amazing. So I can literally do an entire room. What about floors? And, you know, so I wanted to, you know, do almost do a cocoon, you know, a cocoon of colour. Yeah. Can I go through to the floor and everything else?
You can pretty much cover, if there's a flat surface or a rounded surface, you can pretty much nowadays cover everything.
Oh, I could go wild with the furniture and everything.
You could come to us with your artwork and say you've got a daughter's bedroom or son's bedroom and he's into a football team. You could literally cover his walls in a new product with wallpaper. You can wallpaper your walls with an image, and then you can take a vinyl floor and you can print the back of that and have it on the floor, which is hard wearing. It's really good for entrance halls in big supermarkets. You see it used quite a lot in supermarkets now and school entrances where they get high wear. It protects the floor, but you get an image across saying welcome or nice, you know, please enjoy your stay or things like this. That's always good to have that because it's creating a nice environment when you walk in.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can cover fridges with the wraps. There's the idea of what you can do when you start thinking is limitless.
Yes, it's all down to your imagination now, isn't it? It's
really got me thinking. Your imagination is where it's
fine. Yeah, that's amazing. Now, This has already become about because of digital printing, hasn't it? It's allowed that flexibility, and different substrates and different surfaces now are very different to how they used to be. I'm just thinking back to a few years ago when I was working with, brochure printing, which would be done in a LIFO capacity, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
How does that differ? How difficult was that compared to the digital printing era?
Well, the print stages have changed. I mean, the print process itself is exactly the same as it has been for centuries, really. You're providing a base layer and you're providing your print on top.
Mm-hmm.
So whether the process has changed, the actual end product is always going to be the same. You're putting a print on top of a substrate. And there used to be screen print, mesh print, we've done litho. All those sort of things have been done by many people over the years. Newspaper prints,
yeah.
Big roll process print. You know, what we do is bespoke to us at the moment, because what we do is we provide your artwork on a direct print and in the substrate you would like. So the process itself is the same.
Mm.
It's just the equipment, the machinery and the handling and the files, they've differed.
And also the benefit being that you've just been describing their circumstances where I may just want one thing printed compared to the old world of litho printing where you'd have the rollers going, you'd get everything sorted out with the colours and you'd probably have to do a print run in thousands, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Whereas now you can do it individually.
Yep, we can do 1 to 1,000, you know. But basically when I first started here, it was all done by hand. And I was quite artistic as a child. I was quite good drawing, painting sketches and things, and artistic wise. And when I first started Stretch Flex in May the 10th, 88, I was brought in and basically I was doing freehand signwriting, which I was trained for on a YTS. But it gave me a footing. And they see I could do the job. And I started designing some of the artwork. And there was 3 people in the team at the time that sort of like heading up the design side of things. But we progressed the company and we went from signwriting and drawing everything by hand on a lorry curtain,
mm-hmm.
even using straight edges, sellotape, 3-inch paintbrushes.
Wow.
We did everything by hand and we had a team of 13, 14 people in the end, and we were signwriting 40, 50 pairs of curtains a week.
Wow.
Which is a lovely environment, 2-shift system, it was great. And we had all inks that, again, the history and safety of things have changed a lot. Where the polyvinyl links used to have a content of lead and things like this, all those have changed in the process, and all the lead was removed, and we made it a lot safer. But you still had a chemical, which is obviously stored. Now, the idea of DigiPrint is to take away a lot of the handling of chemical, and therefore making the process safer, safer for the end user, safer for you.
Right.
But like I say, when we first started, we were tracing stuff. We had small projectors. We'd project an image onto the wall of your logo, draw it by hand,
crikey.
Place it on the curtain, use a little pan swivel like they used to use in the haberdasheries and things.
Oh,
little punch holes in the punch holes, and you put talc over top, and you get your drawing on your curtain. So every single curtain was bespoke. Every
Amazing.
Single one would never be exactly the same as previous. And this is where DigiPrint has been really good. Because if you come to us with a 10-pair order 20 years ago,
yes,
each one would be slightly different because they're all done by hand.
Right.
When we did DigiPrint, from the very first one, the very last one, they'll be all exactly to the mill, exact same as the previous one.
Incredible, isn't it?
So the fact that you can produce large quantities now, exactly the same colours, the same size, dimensions, on a run, compared to before, everyone being punched, talced, and drawn by hand.
Wow.
That process has improved tenfold.
Amazing. And of course, so it's safer for the people
yep.
in the business.
Yep.
It's safer when it leaves the factory for the customer.
Yep.
It's quicker to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's more consistent in quality and in colours. So really, it's a win-win all
it's
round, isn't it, with
all
this
yeah.
digi stuff?
Yeah.
Excellent. Wow. Amazing. I'm just imagining you there actually drawing
yeah.
freehand.
Classically trained signwriting, and the quality of work was stunning. What they ingrained in me was the fact that preparation is key.
Yeah.
There's no quick way of producing something if you want something to last. So the idea being, someone wants a job that week, you apologise and say, you know, if you want the quality product, you can't have that this week, but you can have it next week, but you'll have something that can last you 10 years.
Yeah.
And they were happy with that because they're paying for a fee, they're paying for good quality artwork.
Mm. Mm.
And that's where it changed. And then slowly but surely, we went from there, everything being done by hand. Then the process started changing. We were getting more bulk orders.
Right.
And it wasn't viable to be signwriting everything by hand.
No.
So then we invested in a large format flatbed printer.
Right.
With the old screen print technology. So okay. We were printing 10 foot wide, 8 foot tall, on massive screens of four people operating and feeding the fabric through and printing by hand. This speeded the process up, but gained consistency on the print. So this is where, maybe probably 20 years ago, this is where the process started to change for Stretchflex. Because all of a sudden, the customers were demanding larger runs.
Mm-hmm.
We had to then start changing. So that was inherently the start of the change for Stretchflex from traditional hand printing to the, well, to hand painting to the printing side of things. And then we invested in a small printer. So we were doing bag technology for the packaging section. We were printing small labels, thousands at a day, all done by hand with screens. So we made the screens, we washed the screens, we exposed the screens ourselves. We had our own UV lamps. Constantly, the innovation was coming. And it was constantly flowing. And the change has come, and again, led by customer. Led customer demand. Right. So the customer requires something. If we can't produce it, we want to produce it, we'll find a way of getting to the solution, which is what Stretchflex is very good at. From that process then, we invested in cutting materials. So paint masks, you know, this started to come on the market. There was materials you could actually lay on the fabric vinyl,
right,
which you could paint and fill in the gaps.
Okay.
This took away the original drawing and sketching and painting and pouncing of a transfer. You could then draw that on the computer and cut exactly what you see and place on and fill in, basically painting by numbers.
Excellent.
And it made it nice and simple. You still get hard work, you still get some logos, but it required several layers of mask. And they were great to do because they look 3D in dimension when you've finished. They really do look good. And then that went on for about another 10 years, and that's still going now on certain jobs, as I mentioned, the gold and silver.
Yeah.
But now we produce your text, we draw on a computer, and as you see on your file when it comes through to you for approval, it's pretty much exactly how you see it on your vehicle now.
That's incredible.
So
isn't it?
There's none of this paint mask being cut.
No.
There's none of the waste there. You've got to think of the environment. You know, you're producing something that is, or there's no waste hardly.
Yes,
that's
a good point.
You're putting the ink on the product. Mm-hmm. The product goes to the customer. The waste is kept to the minimum.
Yes.
Where before you'd have waste paper, waste mask, waste time.
Yes.
And it constantly just backed up, and you had bins forever being emptied. Now the bins are being emptied less.
Wow.
The environment's being saved, the ink for the environment, you know, all this sort of thing has all been pushed forward by the health and safety side, the customer demands and price.
Excellent. So where do you think it's all going to go in the future then, John? I mean, it sounds like you can almost do printing on anything. What do you think the future will hold?
I think that, again, will be led by the customers. Yeah. I think the industry has changed because of customer demands. And I think we're great in the UK, but, you know, we have an idea and a problem, and there's always someone willing to find a solution.
Yes.
And I think that's something we have been very good at, and especially Stretchflex. We've gone from generations where everything's done by painted by hand,
yeah,
and we've now gone right bang up to date. We're following the trends. We're leading example here now. You know, if we need something, we get it. We provide the customer what they require. And that's the thing about Stretchflex. We are putting ourselves forward to the customer to provide their needs. And in the future, it might mean new equipment, faster equipment, a cheaper product. We're going to be looking at that in the future as well. In the industry now, there's 3D printers.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll ever work for us.
Mm-hmm.
But who knows?
You never know.
You never know what the customer wants. They might want something. And we're constantly innovating. So
yeah,
if we can move forward and buy into new technologies that will help us do our job, we'll be fine.
So it's all about expertise and knowing where to come. And it sounds like Stretchflex are pretty good at tailor-making something for you. So that's excellent. Well, thank you very much for all that information, because that's really wonderful. So much there to go through. It would probably require a whole day sitting here talking about it. So no doubt we'll do this again. But thank you very much for your time, John.
That's brilliant. Lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Cat Business Show. For more information about me, my business school, and to listen to past shows, please visit cat.uk.com. Bye for now.